discussing some stuff, and he was saying that everybody could hear.
Oh, really? That's what
I had to dump out. He said, "I
well, there's no."
I heard you talking about.
There's no rule about that, though. I discuss stuff liberally now, because you know I do. That's what I discuss. I discuss it loudly out in bars. There's no rule against that, is there? To the best of my knowledge,
not. No, there's not. But
man wants to do a little venting.
But my point is that I thought it. You know, I got a loud voice. I thought it was a private conversation between just me and my wife and my kid.
Right.
But apparently, this boy Alan, who was serving us the food, he was hearing everything that was said.
No. That wouldn't have been Wednesday, was it?
Might have been.
Hello, Mr. Don.
Might have been Mike.
This is Hector from your house.
Could have been. You're right about that.
Oh, I know. I was right. I never mentioned that to you, though, this very moment. But when I talked to you Wednesday.
Glug, glug. D-R-U-N-K, I was.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Did you think you were covering it when you talked to me?
Okay. No.
You didn't make mention of it, though.
There's no need to hide it.
But I knew. I knew pretty well.
When you're that drunk. You can't hide it.
We had some funny conversations on Wednesday.
When you're that bombed,
sure.
Really, you can't hide it.
No. Right.
You can't hide it. And, well, never mind.
I know.
Never mind.
It sucks. It sucks sometimes.
We went through a really tough time, and I had one day when, I drank.
Did you come away from the conversation thinking that you handled yourself pretty well, though? Because a lot of times that accompanies it. Like, I'm doing great.
Right.
No. I knew. There was no need to say to Mike.
Right.
That I was drunk because I knew he knew that I was drunk.
You know what's great, though?
When my wife came home.
Right.
As soon as my wife walked through the door and I said, all I said to her was, "Hello."
Yeah.
She said. Mm-hmm. You're drunk.
9 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
It wasn't 9 o'clock. It was 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
But you know, we were kind of on the same pattern on Wednesday night because remember Thursday was the day that you kind of wanted me to stay by the phone.
Right.
Remember that? And I said I'll stay by the phone because I really wasn't even capable of leaving the house. I was really pretty much on the couch in the fetal position.
With one drunk talking to another drunk. But yeah, I don't know what it is. My wife's got the radar.
They know.
Really, that she had left the house like at 4 o'clock and she came back at 6.
Right.
And she walked in the door and she said, very upbeat, she said, "Honey, I'm home." She had gotten some stuff to barbecue or something, and I walked into the living room and I said, "Hello," and she said, "You're drunk." That was it.
Yeah. Right.
And
she knew.
You know, and there's no denying it.
No.
Yes.
And it's impossible to tell when you've been drinking. You got a circuit that goes, like, you know, from here down to your lower lip.
I can't help it.
That really, I mean, it works. In fact, you're thinking a lot better than you're talking, actually. With some people, they can actually think poorly and be able to speak very clearly. With you, I mean, even after a couple, it kind of goes to the... The lower lip where you do a little. You start sounding like the guy from Caddyshack a little bit.
I know.
That's the way it's going to be.
I know I do.
It's pretty funny.
I know I do.
Me, on the other hand, I speak very clearly, but I'm saying horrible things that I have to apologize for.
Hello.
So I'd rather be in your situation.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Mr. Don?
Yeah.
This is Hector from your house.
Hi, Hector.
We have your roof off, but we're finishing for the day now.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Hector. Thank you. We're running away late. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't shower much. I probably shower, three times or four times a week.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I just hate walking, keep walking. I look at these guys' genitals. It gets me sick. I was looking at the guy's rectum. I was, you see things that happen, you know, it makes me sick. So I don't put myself in a position to look at that.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFM 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right. So, Lisa, can I get you something to drink?
Right.
Lisa, can I get you something to drink?
Oh, back, baby.
activity behind Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
So, Lisa, can I get you something to drink?
There's another drunk guy on the phone. This is, Bob. Drunk on Keystone Beer. Hey, Keystone.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Bob.
Hey. What's up, man? He's sounding pretty good out here in the Keystone State, I'll tell you what. That's for sure.
Wait, well, what station are you hearing us on?
YSP.
Right, how long you
been? Out here in the Poconos.
In the Poconos, how long you been drinking?
Yeah, well, I don't know, a little bit.
He's in the Keystone State. Beer. Now, are you in the Keystone State and drinking Keystone beer?
Yeah.
All right.
Got a double whammy. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Can you do something for me? Can you go like this? Can you go, yeah? Can you go like that for me? Come on, I want to hear you do that.
Why do you want to hear me do that?
Because. Come on.
Now you got to explain
go
yourself.
Go like this, yeah. You got to go, yeah, cousin.
That sounds like the Grease Man.
That sounds like, what's his name?
Cousin Bruce.
Cousin Brucey.
Yeah.
Go ahead, you can do it. I know you're gonna sound just like him. Let's see. Time is 9:05. Go ahead.
You gotta see if he goes through all the phases. Like if you don't do it,
No, I'm not gonna do it.
Don, your voice is great though for that. Really,
thank you.
You can do it, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it though.
Why not?
Because I don't feel like it.
Well, all right.
He's not a trained monkey, sir. Yeah, I mean, come on. You want to just jump through hoops?
Hey, cousin.
You might be beyond
that. Yeah. I haven't heard that guy for years.
No one has.
He used to really go at
I'm
it.
I'm thinking about the guy at the bowling alley.
He's a good old DJ. 77 ABC out of the city.
I gotta jerk this guy a little bit. He wasn't that good.
Oh, yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
He was in there. He was in there all the time.
No.
Yeah, he was.
No.
You don't even know who he's talking about, do you?
Well, how come you say he wasn't that good?
Because I thought he sucked.
Well.
And I heard he was a homosexual.
Yeah.
Nah, not cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Brucey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nah,
he liked to SD.
Mm-hmm. Brucey.
He liked to be F up the A.
Brucey.
Nope.
You sound like Brucey, Don.
He liked
I like Brucey.
He liked another man's A.
I don't know about any of that stuff.
This is the truth.
Of course, years ago, you know, none of that stuff, you never talk about none of that stuff anyhow.
That's what I'm telling you.
Right.
Well, you know, we used to do it with Ron Lundy.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, no, Herb Oscar Anderson, there was another guy.
Right, yeah, he was gay, too.
Yeah?
They were all gay, WABC.
All gay.
Okay.
They weren't the good guys.
I refuse to believe that.
They weren't the good guys.
Don and Mike.
They were the gay guys.
Nah. Yep. They weren't the good guys.
Absolutely
that
true.
That was MCA.
Absolutely true.
That was MCA.
You're wrong.
I'm going to play you a tape now of the guy who was the ringleader of all of the gay love at WABC.
Oh, is that
cute? Not cute.
Oh, that's so sad.
God damn it. Don't give me a tape of the gayest disc jockey at WABC that's not queued up, please.
You want to hear this, sir?
Got one.
Yeah, well, you let it rip. I don't think you should give any of them old DJs any...
Listen, we have nothing but respect.
Encouraging remarks.
Here we go. Here we go. He's going.
We have nothing but respect, but I want to tell you that...
Any of them other DJs.
You're talking about WABC Music Radio?
And don't tell us what to do.
New York? You're talking about WABC?
Back in the 60s, sure.
Are you talking
That's
about?
What I'm talking about.
Yeah. Music Radio WABC?
That's right.
I'm telling you right now, this guy right here, he used to take it in the A.
Oh, no. Wow. My God.
He used to take it in the A.
We're going into a whole new territory here.
From Dan Ingram.
Oh, man, you guys you guys got to be going down the tubes with that.
This guy and Dan Ingram were lovers. Listen to this right here.
What do you think of that?
You got to turn your radio down.
Hey, turn your radio down.
Yeah, I got it delayed.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean we're going down the tubes? What do you mean by that?
Oh, you can't go dishing that on disparate. Don't you give them any of them old DJs any respect?
No. Of course I do. Listen to this.
George Michael, good to have you all with us tonight. Eighth caller at 212-955-9222. Gloria Gaynor, Eleanor Records. Dial now. I want to make you a WABC winner. Monday in New York, 81 degrees. Blue skies, still a few scattered stars in the air. I guess that it's every guy's fantasy to be standing at the bar some night and to have the most gorgeous woman in the world walk up to him, look him in the eye, and then whisper in his ear.
What'd you go to?
What?
You go to commercial break.
Nope, no, we're still, we're just playing the sound of the disc jockey with Squealing Pig.
Here is, as a matter of fact, here's a...
Shut you off out here.
Now listen, here's the sound of a staff meeting at WABC back in the day. And this is a private tape of a staff meeting.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Listen up on the phone.
At WABC.
Yeah, I'm on
this.
The phone.
All right, listen.
Yeah, I know you are.
Now let me tell you right now what you're hearing is Cousin Brucey and Ron Lundy. You're hearing Cousin Brucey and Ron Lundy.
No.
Yes, sir.
Now listen.
That's from Deliverance. That's from Deliverance. You got it all mixed up.
It's impossible.
So Deliverance ain't got nothing to do with them old DJs from years ago.
I think he's too drunk to get upset.
Those guys were good, man.
They were very good. We like them. They were fantastic.
You're right.
I think you do. I really
no, we really do. We're just trying to get you upset, but you don't seem to get upset at anything.
Yeah.
You're a happy drunk.
Yes.
I like it all, you know.
All right.
I'll tell you what.
You like it all, men, women.
I don't think...
Animals.
I don't think the grease man should have been kicked.
Why?
Because we used to get a kick out of the grease man out here.
Ah, but yeah.
His stories.
He was your company.
Oh, man. I think he was good. I really think he was good.
I agree.
You liked his jokes?
And you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. You hear that thing about...
Be
you know,
careful.
They'll play back things about, you know, somebody said this and somebody said that. They never played what Grease Man actually said there.
Right. Right.
And I tell you what, he was every bit of a gentleman to do what he did. And I think he was a good dude, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And he ought to be back on the radio.
Well,
I really think he is.
He's on quite a few Korean-owned radio stations around America. I'm not kidding about that.
That's true.
Yeah, but he got a bad shake there, you know. What is everybody else talks about? He can't say that.
I got to start again. He got exactly what he deserved.
You think so?
I'm doing my morning show at night.
I don't think so.
So you support the racist joke.
I know so.
We used to get him.
No.
Nope. We used to get him.
Yeah, I thought that might work.
No.
After 10, he used to come in at 10.
Yeah,
used to go on. Then Pharrell used to come on.
All right, let me just cut to the chase with you. What you're saying is, when the grease man said after a man in Texas was brutally dragged to death behind a pickup truck.
Right.
When the grease man got on the radio and said, "That's why they dragged those people behind trucks." There was nothing wrong with that?
Well, he actually made a comment there, you know.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he said.
You're taking light in the situation, though. You
really?
Light,
you know what?
What could you make light of anything about nowadays? You can make light about anything.
I would love to surround you in a group of Negroes and hear you say that to them. Or in a group of regular people, white people, Chinese people, whatever, man. There's some stuff that's funny that's universally funny.
Well, what about the stuff that you guys come out with?
Yeah, you know, we have never really made light over
all this other stuff in view of the fact that, you know, what's been going on with... NEW and all.
We have never made light of racial hate crimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we haven't.
Yeah.
There's nothing funny about anybody being tied up,
right,
drugged behind a truck.
To death.
We don't do that. So what do you have to say to that, drunk man?
don't know. I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, you did?
You thought what? The grease man was funny?
Yeah, I always thought he was funny.
You thought the comment was funny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for you.
He did.
So you're a bigot?
No.
Nah. No, he's not a bigot, Mike.
Nah, not at all.
Not a big.
He's just drinking his Keystone.
The beer of fond remembrance.
That somebody just didn't take it in the right way. Now, who the heck was it? You know?
Yeah.
Who was it, sir? Who do you think it was?
Didn't take it in the right way.
Who do you think it was that didn't take it the right way?
I don't know. Probably everybody. Except for the people that thought it was funny.
Yeah. Like you?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Would you have the balls to go to the blackest part of Philadelphia?
Nope.
And stand on a street corner and say that?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes or no, sir?
Would you have the balls to go to the blackest part of Philadelphia and stand in the middle of the street?
Well, the grease man went there and apologized.
And, you know, the grease man was trying to save his ass.
What I'm asking you is, if you think the joke was funny, would you be willing to go to the middle of Philadelphia, to the blackest part of Philadelphia, and stand in the middle of the street and tell the same joke?
Negatory on that, no.
Why?
I didn't make up the joke.
But you think it's funny? How about we just give you a sign? I saw this in a movie. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Die Hard movie with Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson.
Yeah, where they drop him off in the neighborhood and he's got the sign.
He's got a sign on that says, I hate the N-word.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How about we give you a sandwich board?
I don't know that movie.
We give you a sandwich board that says, the grease man's joke was funny, and we drop you off in a ghetto area in Philadelphia.
Well, I don't know. Now you're just being smart about it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to put it on me for?
Yeah, we've moved into the other phase now.
I'm just telling
finally got it.
Well, I'm just telling you, you know, I'm talking back about, you know.
You know,
everybody talks about everything on the radio nowadays.
You know, I got to get personal. I apologize.
Comment like that.
You have to move into it. I think you're sir?
What?
Hey, sir?
Yes.
I think you're a dumbass.
Well, you're entitled to that opinion, too. Maybe I'm entitled to my opinion, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Sure.
Sure. So listen, how about this? I'll pay you $500.
How about you guys don't put any disparaging remarks anymore?
I'm going to have to delete that out because you're talking about disc jockeys. You're not talking.
Okay, goodbye. So long.
That's your last chance.
Feeder Zane, good night.
That was your last chance.
Hey, bud. No surprise.
Yeah. Right.
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 All righty.
No surprise.
No problem at all.
That's the card he played.
Yes.
That was his trump card.
No surprise. Right.
But you guys.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
Real relevant.
Fascinating.
100% relevant.
You know, it couldn't have gone well from the very beginning.
No.
You knew it wasn't going to go well.
There was no way.
But you know what? You never know, though, Mike, because remember at the beginning of the show today, those guys from Louisiana.
Right.
We had the two drunk guys from Louisiana, and they couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the drunk guy that wanted you to do something.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the drunk guy in an Elvis movie.
Hello.
You know, it says, come on, sing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I want to let that fool up in Poconos know. Let him come to Kensington and Allegheny up in Northeast Philly.
Northeast Philly.
Say something like that, he's going to leave without his face.
Of course.
Here we go. Even sober people can be problematic.
God damn. Hey, you know what? That's making me feel good.
That's okay. I'm fine
that
with that.
That is making me, man, am I fine with that?
I'm down with that.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Got no phone.
Hold on a second. I got no phone.
Good time to play.
Everybody, I know. Just let me take one more call, though, Ron. Everybody hit the delay button on that last one. I hit it. Hit it. Katie hit it.
Charlie, you know, when you get into those subjects, you really get people going.
Now all the lines are dead. Sorry. Oh, my apologies. Okay. What we were going to do during that last break was set up something with Mike Tyson.
Right.
And now I don't even have time just to set. I'm going to bring him in and just tell him what we're going to do. Come here, Iron Mike.
I just want to say I'd like to give that guy's face and put it in the wall. I just, it makes me sick. You know, I take him to prison with me. Now, I don't like prison. I don't want to go back. I was beaten. I was beaten badly by Leonard Lewis. And I just gotta say, I'm very, very humble.
Now you
I'm a
said
humble man today.
You said before the fight that you were going to eat his brains.
I was going to eat his brains.
Eat his children.
I would eat his children, and he didn't have children.
And then you came out after the fight, and
I said I got to take my hand off to him. Absolutely. I said I would eat his children, and I'm humbled. I'm humbled by his boxing ability.
But may I ask you a personal question?
What that?
Are you horny?
Oh, me so horny.
Well, listen, Mike.
I'm so very horny. I'm horny. I'm horny all the time.
I'm
very horny right now. I'm not horny for you. I'm not that kind of way. I don't like. That's why I didn't like prison, because you know, you see that type of thing in jail all the time.
Yeah. Well, what type of thing?
Some guys' rectums.
Well,
I never showered much when I was in prison.
You did say to a reporter.
You guys bleeding.
You did say to a reporter one time that you wanted to. I'll F you till you love me, faggot.
I'll F you till you love me, faggot. You come up here right now and just say, I ask you, do you love me? You can't last an hour in my world.
That's what you said.
Yeah, but I have a temper problem.
All right.
I'm thinking seriously after the fight about attending anger management course.
Oh, good. You got your ass kicked.
Ah, yeah. It's
Saturday night in Memphis.
Oh, man, for the hours of getting pummeled about the head and shoulders.
Listen, nothing funnier than a black guy with a British accent.
Yeah.
And a black guy with a British accent beat your ass.
I know. It sounds like, you know, I'm getting beaten by, you know, all these British guys, you know, like Paul McCartney's kicking my ass.
Yeah.
It really, really bugged me. I didn't like that at all, but I'm humbled by his boxing ability.
So, Iron Mike, when you come back...
I'm humbled.
We have a special treat for you.
Something to help me with my horny?
Well, because...
Where's the orgy at?
Because you...
I'd like to go up to the Imperial Orgy this weekend.
Because you did not...
Shower?
No, because you did
I'm
not...
I'm getting beaten up by Mr. Belvedere.
Oh.
I get very depressed and all that stuff.
When you because you did not eat his children.
I didn't eat his children. I did not eat
brain.
The brains out of his head. I did not pull his heart out through his chest and chew on it.
We are going to reward you.
I'd like to be rewarded. I actually would like to have a rematch for one reason.
What's that?
I'm broke.
Well
I've spent all my money on my houses and my wives and lawsuits.
Your tigers.
And all the tigers and the things that I have. You know, too much of the accoutrement. The things. Material possessions.
When we come back...
I want to shower.
How would you like...
I'd like everything.
A phone sex line.
Oh, I would like that very much. Are you paying?
Yeah. Hey.
I don't want to spend money on that. That costs money. You know, it costs money when you have to... You know, you call those people. That's what they talk.
All right, well then. When we come back, Mike, you're going to...
It's still very cloudy. Yep. I'm having trouble because my eyes are so puffy. I can't see you all that right.
Get on the phone sex line.
Cut me, Mick. Cut me.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, whiz gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ooga shaka, ooga.
The only cure for syphilis of the anus. The Don and Mike Show.
We're here with Iron Mike Tyson.
How are you?
You ready to call the phone sex girls?
I'm my phone guys.
Well. 5 feet.
Is she live?
I arches.
She will be. Hold on.
I'd like to do you now.
I've already.
You must
pre-dialed
for these hot feet.
I want to take you.
You get a lot more for only $2.49 to $3.99 per minute, and it's sponsored by Boulevard Entertainment. For customer assistance.
Well, Mike,
this is a tape recording.
1 2.
It's going to get live here.
Each call has an extra.
Your producer told me I talked to some live bitches.
You will.
The customer service time may be billed at the
permanent
rate.
I don't like her, boy.
And calls may be monitored for quality purposes. 1 moment, please.
Just wait, Mike. You're going to be connected very shortly.
I'll be patient.
Now, they may ask.
I've got a long time to wait. I want a rematch, though. $20 million.
They may ask me some questions. Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, sexy.
Hi.
I'm
Mike. I'm Mike.
For calling, but I have a brand new number.
Hello.
So call me at 011.
No, I'm not calling Europe. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling Europe. No, Europe. I'm not going to call Europe. I have you till you love me, faggot.
Hold on.
I got to hit the showers.
We actually did get through to somebody. I don't know what happened there.
I don't understand what that. You're making me angry. I'm having trouble with my anger management.
Okay.
I just hope you get through to somebody because I don't like being lied to.
confirmed.
You're listening to Mike Tyson calling the phone sex.
Where the bitch you? Where the loud bitch? I want to talk to a loud bitch, please.
She's coming up.
Okay, what do I just talk to her?
Yeah, you wait. You got to wait till we get past all this stuff.
Hot all over.
Talk about the tape recorder. That's a bunch of waste of time.
Feet.
I have to get right down and dirty, too. You know what I mean? Come on now. You can't ask a minute in my world.
And let my tiny size 5 feet with the high arches rub you all over your heart.
Oh, man, that's great.
Uh-oh, you must be 18 for these hot feet.
I humbly request a rematch with this bitch.
$249 to $399 per minute. And it's sponsored by Boulevard Entertainment.
Here we go.
For customer assistance, call 1-800-777-1249.
I thought I was going to be able to get past this by dialing this before we went on the air.
Each call has an access fee of $5.99. Please be aware that customer service time may be billed at a permanent rate.
Where's the bitch?
And calls may be monitored for quality purposes.
On,
one moment, please.
Here we go. Hold to
Where's the whore?
Hey, sexy.
You're the whore?
I'm Gina.
I'm Mike.
Thank you for calling, but I have a brand new number.
Oh,
so call me at 011.
I just come over there and slap that phone on your hand.
9181.
I don't want another tape. I've been talking about
011.
I've been talking about that. Why are you throwing the tape recorders? Come on. What are you throwing the tape recorders all the time for?
I know you're frustrated.
I'm very frustrated. That's what I was promised something. You know, it's just you promise something, you got to deliver. You know, you got to promise something, you got to deliver.
Break,
I don't
want to
be like you. There goes another phone not working, man. I'll tell you right now.
Will you please?
F you, bitch. You don't talk to me?
Don't break.
I want to talk to the tape recorders. I want to talk to a live person. You just say, you know, you got a man. I'm a man. You can take it. I'm a man that can handle the kind of man like me. You live a man in my world. Bunch of lies and a bunch of doo-doo-doo.
All circuits are busy now.
Starting to really make me angry. I'll tell you right later. Now, this is not...
Mike, tell me which of these...
You misrepresented yourself.
Tell me which one of these appeals to you more.
I like the picture. I like the picture with the girl with her fingers doing that. Can I have that picture for my wallet? That's a nice one. I like that picture.
All right, how about...
Can I read these?
Well...
Can I look at the pictures?
Can you?
I'm getting all bothered.
Okay, here you
I'm
go.
I'm embarrassed right now reading the picture. Right there is the goal. I want to read the picture there and the goal. There's the scene up there. The goal. Man, my face is so sore. I got to tell you something. My face is super sore.
Your face
is super sore, yeah, because I got beaten up.
Your face is about as swollen as your memory.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, don't call to me,
free.
Bitch.
Why?
Do the real thing, do the nasty thing.
Our number to add thousands of hot new women everywhere who want some action.
My trunks
so
are getting
back
snug.
Now at 1-900-288-0080.
She's making my trunks tight.
$22.99 per minute.
Hold on.
That's 1-900-288-0080.
Don't you put your finger up to me. I'll break it off.
You won't regret it.
I'll eat your brain.
I can't, you know.
You want me to come over there and eat your brain?
We're
trying to get through the phone line. I think you're lying to me. I think you just came in because you want to make fun of me.
You are.
You just want to make fun of me because you're a white guy.
You're talking with...
That's all.
Don't break that.
I turned over your feet.
If you're looking for women, you've got them at Lake Come. So there are a ton. I'm trying to get you. Press 1 now for East Coast Girls.
East Coast,
we
East Coast.
We're connecting you now.
East Coast Girls.
Here we go. Here we go, Mike. Let me tell them that they're on the air.
Don't you hold your hand up
two,
to
three.
1, 2, 3.
What?
Is it time to go back in the ring? 1, 2, 3. I can't go. Throw in the towel.
Hello?
My face is super sore. I got super sore eyes and nose.
3.
What's the deal?
Hello? This is Iron Mike. I don't like to be kept waiting. Bitches.
Just hung up.
Bitches, faggots. Bitches, you're faggots and they're bitches.
All right, hold on.
This is making me so angry right now. I'm ready to die, faggot. Turn that over right now. Let me slip out of my robe.
Oh,
I want to slip out of my big satin robe. I don't wear no robe, faggot. I'll come into the ring with just my throat.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm not talking to you with a recording, bitch.
Come on, please.
The ring begins 3 seconds after the tone.
I hate you, lovely faggot. I don't get a live bitch.
Mike, this is going to be it.
All right.
If you're in a rotary phone or do not make a selection, you will automatically be connected to a fantasy girl.
We're going to get through to a girl right now.
I'm so far ahead of all you.
$4.99 per minute.
I say I want to talk to the bitches.
Okay, baby. Here we go. Use your fingers to press 9. I mean the right button. No matter what your pleasure.
My pleasure is to talk to a human being.
So using your touchdown phone. Starting with number 1, we've got blonde girls.
Yeah, I talked to a blonde girl.
To choose from our hot girl fantasy menu, press 2.
I want any girl.
These girls just can't wait to get you.
We want any girl.
I
want
to talk to any girl.
Press 2 now. To choose from our dominant menu, press 3. Get disciplined by our hot and sexy mistresses.
You can't discipline me. Nobody can discipline me in the ring. I'm so much of a fighter.
To choose from our sexy female fantasy menu, press 4. Let these transvestites and transsexuals show you the other side of paradise. Press 4 now.
When the hell's the last bit?
To choose from our hot guy menu, press 5. Our sexy studs are lubed and ready.
I want studs.
Press 5 now.
You talk to curious guys who want to explore their fantasies and married men looking for a hot, steamy one-night stand.
I don't want that. I'll slap that off your face.
To talk to smooth, young athletes, surfers, rock-hard bodies strong enough to endure hours of sexual pleasure.
I don't like that kind of stuff. What are you playing those?
Thank you. Please hold on while we connect you.
Stop that. That's not what I'm about.
Get ready for some fun conversation.
That's not what I'm about, faggot.
Your gorgeous dream guy is getting ready to talk with you right now.
Guys, why are you doing that?
I pressed the wrong button.
You pressed the wrong button.
I'll be with
pressing.
You in just a few more seconds.
You pressed the wrong button.
Hey, how you doing?
Donna Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike?
Yeah, I was trying to talk to a bitch.
Oh, you looking for a female?
Yeah, now I'm talking to you. What am I talking to you for? I just want to... You watch the fight?
Did what?
Did you watch the fight the other night?
Yeah, Tyson, right?
Yeah, I got beat bad.
Oh, yeah? Who you want for?
I'm on mic.
Oh, yeah?
I'm on mic, faggot. I'm telling you right now that I'm on mic. You're talking to me right now. What's the problem? I want to talk to a bitch. I was waiting to talk to a... I want to talk to a blonde
bitch.
Let
me give you a girl right now. Hold on.
I want to get off the line, faggot.
Hold on.
Come on.
Hold on.
He's
I want to talk to a bitch you put there. I'm going to slap that grin off your face. Hello?
Hello?
Donna Mike, you're on the air.
Doing?
Hey, this is I am Mike. Who's this?
Mike, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz. How you, Liz?
I'm doing fine.
Come on, talk down. I'm going to lower my voice and just talk nice and sexy to you.
Oh, is that right?
How you doing, baby?
Oh, I'm doing great.
What you wearing right now? You got some nice, clothes on?
Well, I wouldn't call them clothes.
What are you wearing? You wearing lingerie? Sexy lingerie?
Would you calm down?
Are you wearing sexy lingerie?
I'm wearing a pair of thong panties and a naughty up top.
Oh, man, my trunks are getting tight.
Your what?
My trunks are getting tight. My boxing trunks.
Your boxing trunks?
Yeah, I'm a boxer. I'm a fighter. You watch my fight?
You're a fighter, huh?
Yeah, and I'm a fighter. Are you a sister? Are you a soul sister?
No, I'm Puerto Rican black.
Oh, man, that's all right. That's all right. I'm down with that. That's good. How you doing, puppy?
I'm doing good.
That's good. You're my little Conchita. How you doing? You little Conchita baby?
Huh?
Are you my little Conchita baby?
I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Yeah, you be whatever I want you to be. That's right. You forget. You know who's boss, right? You know that I'm boss?
I know that I'm boss.
I'm the boss. You got that right. I'm the boss. I'm always the boss. You got to remember who the boss is, don't you, boss?
How old are you?
I'm late. I don't want to talk about my age. I'm not I'm 35. I'm 38 years old.
You should know who she's talking to.
Do you know who you're talking to? You get any clue? Do you have any clue to who you're talking to?
No, it's not no Iron Mike Tyson, that's for sure.
That's right. That's who you're talking to.
You know how I know?
How you know?
Because I know him.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yes, I do.
No, that bitch, you're lying.
Your mama's one.
Nah, bitch, you lie. You just for your trash talk, yeah. Daughter. You don't know me. You don't know me from Adam.
And Iron's Mike Tyson is not 38 years old.
That's right. I'm 38 years old, bitch. I tell you, I'm 38 years old. You don't tell me how old I am. I know exactly how old I am. How can you tell me how old I am? I start throwing things around. You start treating me with respect. You don't disrespect me like that. Hello?
And what?
You don't disrespect me. Why are you disrespecting Iron Mike? Why are you disrespecting Iron Mike?
Iron Mike? What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here throwing some stuff around. Sometimes when I get angry, I have trouble with my anger, man. I just turned over the TV set, bitch.
You just turned over the TV set?
That's right.
Are you crazy?
I'm crazy. You ready? I'm crazy because I got beaten in the fight the other night, and I don't want to get more disrespecting from you. What's your first name? What's your first name, ho?
You definitely need to be tamed for sure.
Yeah, you're the one to tame me? You're going to tame Iron Mike? Listen, let me tell you something, right? I think we got off on the wrong hand.
Huh?
We got off on the wrong hand. Let's talk nice to each other. You want to be nice to me?
Got off on the wrong hand.
Yeah, let's be nice to each other, okay? You want to be nice? You want to look at my trunks?
Do I want to look at your trunks?
Yeah, I'm wearing my big black trunks right now.
They're big black trunks?
Yeah, I tell you right now, they're getting tight.
So how tall are you, Mike Tyson?
I'm 5'11 and a half.
Make that noise again.
What? Okay, here we go. Hold on. Let me think real hard. I'll make that. You want me to make that boinging noise again?
No.
Okay, hold on. I got to concentrate. Let me concentrate.
That must be off a computer,
hey, then. Quiet, bitch. I'm trying. Wait, hold on just a second. Here we go. I'm going to try right now. I'm gonna concentrate real hard. Here we go. Mm, mm. Oh, that was the wrong sound.
Oh, that was the wrong sound, wasn't it?
I farted.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It came off the computer, didn't it?
Can you say God bless you when I fart?
Don't I say God bless you?
Yes, yeah, say God
when
bless you.
Sneeze,
I say excuse
you
me.
Sneeze.
No, I
Look
want
here,
you,
idiot.
Bitch.
You
I want you to say. I want you to say God bless you when I fart. There we go. I'm sneezing that. I'm not stupid. Why can't you treat me with respect?
Why can't you treat me with respect? Why are you calling me all type of names outside of my name?
I think you're a guy. I think you're a faggot.
You think I'm a guy?
Yeah, you're a faggot. You're just a guy. This is a guy. This is not a bitch. This is a guy. I swear to God, you're a guy. You're a man. You got twiggin' berries. That's right. You got bobbins down there. I want to talk to another bitch.
You want to do what?
I want to talk to another bitch. You made me angry.
I'm not the team that beats you, huh?
You made me angry. Don't you harm me. You're a faggot. I just turned over the TV set right now. You're making me so angry.
You're making me so angry.
I want to polish
you.
You want to polish Iron Mike?
Okay, I'm going to apologize to you.
You want to put some turtle wax on me?
Fike, you're
you want
fine.
Me a fine
you're
car?
You're a faggot, huh?
You going to polish me like a fine car?
No.
Why not?
Then I'm going to polish you like an old rusty car.
I'm not an old rusty
you up,
car.
Okay?
I don't
Iron Mike Tyson with his busted eyes.
Hey, F you.
I'm going to have to stitch you up, huh?
F you.
Oh, you are so bad. Why are you like that?
Because you're making me angry. I think you're a guy. I think you're a faggot. Faggot.
You think I'm a guy?
Yes, I do.
You know what you are?
Yeah, and I'm still throwing things
I
around
think
the room.
I think you're all
pissy. Why don't you tell me what you're wearing?
What am I wearing?
Tell me what why I have to ask twice? Tell me what you're wearing.
Idiot.
Don't call me no idiot,
well,
bitch.
Well, don't call me anything outside of my name.
I tell you right now, you get on your knees right now, bitch. You don't call me no idiot right now. You tell me what you're wearing.
Oh, my gosh. Are you always this wild or what?
Tell me what you're wearing, please.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I'm wearing. You know what I'm wearing?
Please tell me what you're wearing.
I'm wearing your mama's panties, you faggot.
Oh, I swear to God, I amputee love me, bitch.
What?
I amputee love me, bitch.
You are so crazy.
You crazy. I like you.
What?
You know why I like you?
Why do you like me?
I like you because you got fire.
I got what?
It sounds, listen carefully. It sounds.
You sound like Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck right now.
It sounds to me like you got fire in your belly.
I got what in my belly?
Here's the way. Pete's going to join you.
Okay, come on now. I want you to meet a friend of mine, alrighty?
No, I don't want to meet nobody.
Yeah, come on, listen. Come on in,
Go
Peter.
F yourself, douchebag.
Oh, my gosh. You got two faggots over there, huh?
Yeah, two faggots.
Tickle the Duke, useless prick.
You tell her, Peter.
Your mama.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Guess what? I took your mama out last week, and guess what? She doesn't even know how to clean herself up, her dirty self.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Huh?
Nah.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
That's my friend Pete.
You guys are so wild.
I tell you, my
saying that beast in you for sure, huh?
My faith is super full.
Eat my bung. Dickweed.
That's my friend Pete Johnson.
Pete the faggot?
He's not the faggot.
I know him.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Shut up. I don't like you no more.
A pair of pennies.
I don't like you no more. You know what you can have? You can have a big plate of Mike Tyson corn.
You know what?
You can have a nice big plate of Mike Tyson corn.
I wish you was as mad as Mike Tyson, don't
you? Right now, you get a big plate of Mike Tyson corn. You know where the corn...
Guess what?
You know where the corn comes from?
Guess what?
Eat my corn.
I got a surprise for you.
Eat my corn right from my Mike Tyson brown cob.
Guess what?
You can eat the corn from my Mike Tyson brown cob.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. I bet you like it, too. I bet that's the kind. I bet you're used to eating it. Come on now, eat the little kernels, all the kernels going between your teeth.
The sound effect.
That's right, because you smell, I can smell you from here, bitch.
See you in Toledo.
I swear, I feel like I'm going by the food factory right now, bitch.
God.
Ooh, smell that. It smells that bad, bitch. Somebody open a can of tuna fish.
What do you want?
This, right now, this is a can of tuna fish. I can smell it over here.
Oh, my gosh, I can smell your breath from over here.
That's all right. That's because I'm too close to you. I'm too close to your nether leading.
Do you treat all your women this way? No wonder you have to call.
Just the ones that give me a lot of lip like you. I tell you, you smell bad.
I bet you have a girlfriend. Where's your boyfriend?
You smell bad. You got a mustache, bitch.
Huh?
You got a mustache. You got a big hairy mustache.
Guess what? I got a surprise for you.
That's right. You don't shave your legs or your arm or anything like that. You smell like tuna fish. It's disgusting.
I don't.
You disgust me.
You know what?
Disgusting bitch. You are totally disgusting bitch. What's that?
You know why I can't smell like tuna fish?
Yeah, because you're stupid. Is that why? Because I tell you right now, you smell like tuna fish.
I bet you're not even smart enough to know why.
I'll tell you right now, all I know is I can smell you like tuna fish. You got a big hairy mustache.
All
it's like
know
a pillow pad.
My mama from over here.
Big old pillow pad. Don't talk about
hello
my mama.
Hello there.
Hello, who's this?
Hello. Who are the...
Go away, Dad.
Son.
Yeah, my mama's dead. I'm an orphan. You know that. I'm an orphan.
Son, are you playing on my telephone again?
Yes, Dad.
Are you talking to one of them stupid phone hoes?
Yes, Father.
Who are you calling stupid, you faggot?
Yes, Father.
Listen, bitch. I'll get with you in a minute.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, you useless piece of garbage. Now, you get off the telephone right now.
All right, I'll get off the phone.
I am not paying for this bill. My 13-year-old son calls you phone hoes all the time.
I'm sorry, Father. Forgive me, Father. I have sinned.
Who did he pretend to be this time, whore? Who was it?
Hello?
Whore, I'm talking to you.
Now, this is another lady.
Who are you talking to?
It's another lady on the line.
Who says I was a lady?
I'm Mike.
Donna Mike, you're on the air.
Why are you so quiet now?
Why am I so quiet now?
Who said I was a lady?
I'm going to tell you something. My name...
Who said that I was a lady?
My name is James Evans.
I don't care what your name is, idiot. Who said I was a lady?
My name is James Evans, and you've been talking to my son.
My name is Michael Jackson.
JJ.
My name is Michael Jackson.
My wife, Florida,
this is
quite upset
people think
that
I'm
my
ugly.
Son wastes time calling phone whores.
People think I'm ugly. My
hello.
Name is Michael Jackson.
Hello, Florida.
Was JJ talking on the phone?
Yeah, he was, baby.
Oh, JJ.
He was, baby.
Oh, JJ, we are not proud of him.
Hello. Is this James Evans Jr.?
This is a man.
This is
a man pretending to be a woman.
I'm a man, yeah. We're very disappointed.
Listen, this phone will not be paid. This bill will not be paid by the Evanses.
That's right. I wouldn't pay it either, bitch.
AJ, shuts up.
I'm sorry.
Listen to your mother.
Sorry.
Mother, tell him to Florida, tell him to shut the F up.
Sorry. That's right. Now, James Evans. We gotta go now.
Bye.
You're such idiots, aren't you?
Goodbye. You take care of yourself. It was bad talking to men. We gotta try women next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, hey, fag.
See you later, fag.
Bye, why fag. Are you hanging up?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Instead of a real woman?
No, don't play this game longer than we will.
Yeah, bye, fags.
What?
Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. I don't like talking to guys.
Why is that, Mike?
That is one.
Wow, we've never done men before.
And the end, it was a guy pretending to be a girl.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that.
It was very strange.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
sea of androgyny,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Goddamn.
He made it up.
This is a buzz. I'm sorry, James Evans was the only name I could come up with.
James Evans.
James Evans.
It was played by...
John Amos.
John Amos. That's right.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, with Gotti gone, who'll run the family?
You're looking at him.
There you go.
Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Don Show. And my,
that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn right.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
We go to a bus now.
DJ. And D.A., the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. So who will run the Gambino crime family now that the dapper Don is gone?
John Gotti died yesterday, and his brothers are in no position to take over. Brother Peter's headed for prison at the age of 62. 55-year-old brother Gene is doing 50 years already. Gene's 38-year-old son, Junior Gotti, serving a 6-year sentence.
Junior.
Other brothers and Gambino captains are also in prison or headed there, leaving only Vincent, who's never been considered a player, not a made man.
Well, what you're telling me, Buzz, is that we do have one logical replacement.
Who is now
right here?
That was a tape. I don't know if you know this, but Ted Bessel.
Yes.
Who was the boyfriend on the TV show That Girl?
I remember,
with Marlo Thomas.
Right.
He's a current member of the mafia. He might really be dead.
Yeah.
Ted Bessel.
But here's what Ted Bessel had to say about who should replace John Gotti.
Right.
What do you think of the name Don Geronimo?
That's
what he had to say.
And they all agreed, and so this story is really not even relevant.
He would know. Well, the feds say none of the candidates listed here, at least, have the leadership qualities attributed to the late John Gotti.
Well, Don's under the radar. That's why the feds don't know about him.
Of New York's 5 mob families now, the Gambinos have lost the most soldiers in the past couple of years, nearly 3 dozen altogether. The Genovese family is now actually number 1 with 152 soldiers. The Gambinos now have fewer than 130.
Yeah, well, we're going to take care of that.
So, yeah. I know all my new soldiers.
Time to recruit.
And
how you doing?
Don, is your motto still going to be 200 in 2003?
Yeah. 200 soldiers in 2003.
200 soldiers.
I like that.
Right.
We're changing the whole way people are made, too. We're going to bring in lots of different people.
We're going to bring, like, Dennis Murphy in and Tom Gavin and his made men.
But here's the secret weapon. We're bringing in the French.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry. Yeah, that was just a joke.
I know it was.
I'm sorry.
Never forget, Mike.
I'm sorry, Godfather.
Never forget. The feds say they're expecting a big turnout at the funeral of mob boss John Gotti. Quoting one official, among the Cosa Nostra, he's considered a stand-up guy. The funeral arrangements are secret so far. Not even the Catholic clergy has been contacted yet.
Saturday.
The feds expect they have the locations narrowed down to 2 funeral homes in Queens and 3 churches.
Saturday, 5 o'clock.
Gotti will be buried at St. John's Cemetery in Queens, where he'll join over a dozen other deceased mob bosses.
Black tie optional.
Gotti was considered to be the biggest gangster since Al Capone.
Black tie optional.
Have the eulogy.
Unlike other funerals where you wear your tuxedos.
I have the eulogy for you tomorrow.
Very good. We look forward to it.
I'll be with that one.
With it up tonight.
Wearing my ruffled shirt and my tuxedo.
Paul McCartney's wedding to Heather Mills didn't turn into one big jam session after all. Nothing was officially planned, but McCartney said that Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, Elton John, Chrissy Hynde, Dave Gilmore, Bill Clinton, and Tim Rice could have broken into an impromptu performance.
Yeah, they wanted to get one leg up on us.
they didn't. But there were fireworks after today's ceremony in Ireland with about 300 guests in attendance.
You pegged that.
A couple of other notes about the would-be terrorist who was arrested yesterday. Jose Padilla is accused of plotting to set off a bomb made from nuclear waste in the nation's capital.
Now, what's the deal with this guy? We got a Mexican guy that's changing his name to an Arab guy?
To a Muslim name, yes. He changed his name. And
changed his name to an Arab guy.
He hoped
hoped to be a terrorist.
Okay.
Now, today, we're hearing that he was captured thanks to actual cooperation between the CIA and the FBI. Cooperation that was not in place, apparently, on September 11th.
Man, give that guy an extra piece of pita bread.
But we're also hearing that Padillo's plan was nothing more than a plan, and that nothing had actually been set into action. Also today comes word that if we hadn't grounded all flights when things got crazy on 9/11, another hijacked plane would have been headed from for London's famous Big Ben landmark.
You know, I love the fact that we're out, that we're saying now...
After the fact.
No, not even that, Buzz. My point is that we're saying, look at this. The CIA and the FBI are working together. Like we're supposed to be happy that that's happening. Like,
but they're doing their job.
Like, hello, dumbasses, you should have been working together all along.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Commit a sex crime, lose your TV privileges. The Supreme Court has ruled...
Well, count me out then, Buzz.
The states can withhold television, according to the Supreme Court, and other privileges from convicted sex offenders who won't admit to their crimes. The court was ruling on the law in Kansas, under which such prisoners lose TV, visitation, and gymnasium privileges. The four justices who voted against the ruling say it violates a person's Fifth Amendment right to self-incrimination.
Buzz, we got a break. I'm sorry, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
It speaks to the genitalia. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. As freak accidents go, this one's way up there. In a downtown New York noodle factory yesterday, the blade flew off a coleslaw machine.
Sorry to start laughing already.
Killed one man by pinning him against a wall and injured all three of his co-workers. One of the co-workers lost an arm, another had his ear split, and a third got a broken knee.
God.
Wow.
Man, don't eat those noodles.
The Tyson-Lewis fight was a total knockout in the world of pay-per-view TV. The fight was expected to draw 1 million pay-TV customers. More than 1.7 million bought the fight. And at $55 a pop, that was the biggest night in TV boxing history. Was also one of the biggest sports Saturdays in history when you figure in the World Cup, the Stanley Cup playoffs, the French Open, and the Belmont, which...
None of those count, though.
Well, the Belmont had the highest ratings of any horse race in the last 10 years, so they're happy about that.
You know, but that's relative. The highest ratings of any horse race means that maybe seven people watched it as opposed to three people.
And the World Cup, U.S. is in the World Cup, right?
Yes, we are.
Are we in the finals?
We're doing very well. Let me check the latest scores for you in a second.
Don't waste your time.
It's soccer, right?
It is soccer.
When it comes to heavyweight champion Lennox Lewis, England takes a different view. Back in Britain, a lot of people think Lennox Lewis is gay because he still lives with his mother.
Oh, dear.
But his longtime girlfriend tells the New York Post, Lennox wants to get married and have children. He is not gay. He is very secure about his manhood. Try to walk a mile in the shoes, though, of magician David Blaine for a moment. Quoting Dave in today's New York Post, what Danny Glover says about cabs in New York not picking up black people is definitely true. I am often mistaken for being black because I have a dark complexion. I'm actually the unusual mixture of one half Russian Jew through my mother, one quarter Sicilian, and one quarter Puerto Rican through my father. Sometimes I wait 10 minutes for a cab. They just pass me by and pick up everyone else waiting who is white, even if I come first.
Maybe it's just you, ass wife.
Yeah, it could be that.
Maybe they just go, hey, that dumbass magician.
Yeah, here's a guy who does that fake levitation trick. Keep driving.
Doesn't really do magic.
That's right, off duty.
Go!
In sports, the defending champs from France are out of the World Cup after losing to Denmark today.
All right.
The U.S. on the scorecard. The Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals have the day off. Red Sox fans, though, are ready for this weekend. Right fielder Manny Ramirez took batting practice last night.
Yes.
And may be able to play Saturday or Sunday for the first time since he broke a finger last month.
Einen Finger is all healthy.
Defensive lineman Dan Wilkinson says...
At defensive tackle, number 95,
Rob.
Dan says these early practice sessions with the Washington Redskins are just too hard on his legs. Quoting him, it's great for some of the guys, but my thinking is the more I'm on the field now is taking away from my legs when the real season comes around.
Quoting Coach Steve Spurrier, I guess we're just running all the other guys into the ground, huh? If the whole team had his attitude, we'd be in trouble, end quote. Wilkinson stayed away from most of the dozen practices in the last month. Under union and league rules, players don't have to attend these early sessions.
Sounds to me like Steve Spurrier has to take away his Xbox.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way to handle that.
Yeah, he'll get a lot of sympathy with that attitude. You know, what's he pulling down? How much money is that
guy
making? Yeah, I'm sorry, you're late. Ooh, then I won't have my legs during the season.
And finally,
you had your legs last year. You still sucked ass.
Yeah, really.
You need to grow two more.
Like a crab. Spring, when a young man's fancy turns to exposing himself. In Fulton County, Georgia, a 26-year-old man's been arrested for allegedly exposing himself to a woman at Target. The victim says George Brown of Cumming, Georgia, pulled his Forerunner so close to her car she couldn't open the door. Then she says he raised up enough to reveal that he was totally nude.
Hi, how are you?
She quotes him as saying, "You're beautiful. I want you.
Thanks for coming to Cumming."
She reported the guy to security, who called the police. That man is now out on bail.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
In Clearwater, Florida, 27-year-old Tim Hopkins was arrested for allegedly getting naked on his boat and doing a lewd dance for the people on shore.
Now the boat reality is a totally different thing, though. That's okay.
Tim turned up the dance a notch when he saw a woman videotaping him. He must not have realized she'd give the tape to the cops, who identified the man by his distinctive tattoo.
What a dumbass.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Your people, Mike.
Instead of golf.
I know, those are Mike's people now.
Yeah.
That's it, we gotta go. Thanks for a great show, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Toodaloo.
Cass.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Take 3 round trips on Acela Express before June 30th and get 10,000 Amtrak guest reward points. See Amtrak.com for details. Acela Express. Keep moving. This is the Don and Mike Show.